This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. They call us your sports bros. Mm-hmm. My name is Isaac. Hi.
Sada.
Big Souk right over there.
Right here.
Oh, dude.
Look at him.
Being an old man yelling about litter.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, though. I think you're spot on about it. And quite frankly,
it just makes me feel old that litter and spray paint now are two things that get me riled up.
But you're right. Yeah, it is an indictment on humanity.
I just think you're a piece of crap.
You
if
are
you do
a piece of
things.
Crap. You shouldn't do that. You know what? Who else is a piece of crap? While we're on the topic,
of pieces of crap,
loud muffler guys, because that's what you sound like. It's the same
you
thing.
You sound like you're an audio litterer.
Yeah.
So I will say that the loud muffler thing does not get me, but the litter and the spray paint
but
do.
But this one,
same archetype.
It's the same idea. You guys make fun of me for being hating loud muffler guy. It's the same thing with litter guy, because it's pollution.
It's pollution. It's just noise pollution.
That's correct.
Noise
and
pollution,
by the way,
light pollution, real pollution.
I do want to report to you that I think the town is in, I want to say it's in Massachusetts, it might be in New Jersey.
Yeah.
They have already erected noise meters. Seriously. And they have, and it's by decibels, and they can measure, much like the speed cameras, they can measure your decibel level, whether it's your muffler or whatever, your music, whatever. And they will send you a ticket in the mail, and it's great.
There is some bro, and I don't know if it's in this town, but it was somewhere, because where did you say this was?
I think Massachusetts.
It might be then, because it was somewhere back east. I thought it might have been in New York and New Jersey, but there was a guy that bought like a McLaren. He bought like a supercar.
I thought that was Seattle.
No, it was East Coast. He bought a really high-end like supercar, and it's really loud, and it's stock, right? It's just the way it came, and he keeps triggering the noise thing, and this they keep sending him tickets, and he's fighting them, saying that there's nothing, like it's the way the car comes. He did not make it louder; it's just the car. And this was a while ago, but I think there is some guy currently fighting this, saying that it's not his fault that his car came loud.
That's a fair argument, actually, but
you still don't want to hear it. Straight to jail.
Yeah, straight
to jail.
Newport, Rhode Island is where it is. Newport, Rhode Island. Hit with a $250 ticket.
Yeah.
They're called noise cameras, and they detect vehicles exceeding the city's decibel limit and automatically flag them for fines.
Is that where you and Nurse Nice will retire?
I think we're moving there next week.
Rob just sits there and on his recliner watching the Golf Channel, dreaming about the day that some punk gets a ticket for his loud Mustang.
I'm just sitting there in my little chair with my drink.
Yeah.
Watching people get ticketed for their stupid muffler.
Dude, I'm telling you, as you get old, you have a couple things that just are being your bonnets, and, you know, that's we all have them. Just depends on which side of the coin it lands.
What coin? I don't know.
Mm. Blazers. Yours is the noise coin.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever read about noise pollution and what it does to you.
Please.
It's true, man.
The muffler
is. You can laugh all you want.
The muffler is doing nothing to you.
That's not true. That is just simply an ignorant
fake news.
How has the muffler affected you personally?
It hurts my feelings, okay?
Show me on the doll where the muffler damaged.
Noise pollution is a real thing, and you just need to read up on it.
Yeah.
You educate yourself, okay?
See what I can. I'm going to do my own research, okay?
Educate yourself.
I'm not going to listen to these liberal the facts that you keep throwing at me. No. I'm doing my own research.
So coming up here, the Blazers have a new owner, or will soon.
Yes.
And he likes to wear tracksuits, which is great. So we'll get back into a little bit of what we've learned about him.
What kind of tracksuits do we think? Do we think like the Italian or like Adidas variety? Are we thinking more athleisure?
I'm guessing some of the photos I saw, he's in like a Carolina Hurricanes travel suit.
Oh, okay. So like team issued sweats almost.
Can we talk? Maybe I picture more like NASCAR. Like he's from Texas.
NASCAR. You know?
Yeah. Well, he wears the like the hats, like the sports dad hats. You know.
Yeah.
I picture that.
All I can go on is some of the photos that I saw, and there is a lot of him wearing what appears to be Carolina Hurricanes warm-ups. Like he's ready. Like
he's ready to go in the game.
All he needs is a whistle, and he is ready
to
coach
the equipment room
or to hand out a water bottle. Yeah, like all the press conferences, he's just wearing Hurricane like rompers, like a nice onesie there.
Also, do we have the next sports culture war?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, me too.
We're nowhere without a good culture war. We don't have enough of those going on.
Yeah, we make these. We always find one, don't we?
Yeah.
And
no one can ever just get along. No. We have to find something to yell about.
We may have the next one. Also, I mentioned to you, I have Who's on First News.
Yeah, and you actually, this is a real.
Well, it's a real photo. It was texted to me yesterday. I don't know why. Maybe it was just circulating yesterday, and a friend of mine texted me. He's like, look at this. And it took me forever to figure out what the hell was going on, because it's just a man standing on first base wearing number 14, and his last name is spelled H-U. And it's the caption with the photo said, finally, after 70 years, it has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this going, what?
Took you a second?
I also didn't get it right. When you sent it to me, I'm like.
I was like, what the hell?
What?
There has to be something to this. And it's Who's on First?
Who?
Who? The guy's name is Who. And he's on first. So then doing a little digging into the photo, it sounds like it is from 2015.
So Who has been on first?
For quite some time.
For quite some time.
And other people have pointed out that what has been on second? I don't know has never been on third, but what has been on second?
What?
Well, a guy by the name of Watt.
W-A-T-T?
Watt.
So Watt, kind
Watt's
of.
So if you want to use that,
yeah.
You could say we're 2/3 of the way there.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Although we do have a guy named DeColdest to ever do it. So if we have a guy DeColdest to ever do it, is it unreasonable to think that a baseball bro dad will somewhere name his child? Like,
I don't know.
Like, it'll be some weird spelling, but it will be I don't know, just so he can say that one day I don't know.
Ooh,
is on
maybe third. We need a softball player named Ida No.
Yeah, there you go. We just need Ida No.
Yeah, there
to,
you go.
To be on third.
Well, it happened. Okay.
Who's on first?
Who made first?
Who made first a decade ago, but he made it. It takes us a while sometimes to report things, but we'll get you. Hang around.
Don't you like it when things like that get circulated that you missed?
Yeah, and you're like, how the hell did I miss that?
All right, guys, let's get into this new owner of the Blazers. Who is he? Next on The Fan.
Didn't know we had that one in the holster.
So the Blazers are going to sell, finally, this is from Sportico, who had it first. Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon has reached a tentative agreement to buy the Portland Trail Blazers from Paul Allen's estate. Others in the group include Blue Owl Capital co-president Mark Zehr. We mentioned he is in Chicago. Handsome devil, that Mark Zehr.
Yes.
And Portland-based Sheil Tile, co-CEO of Collective Global, according to the people who were granted anonymity because the details were private.
Yes.
The new group intends to keep the team in Portland, the people said.
And we were talking to a reporter.
That's very exciting.
Who has covered Dundon out in Carolina. He's the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. And sounded like this is not just hyperbole. The same thing was said when he bought the Carolina Hurricanes, and he immediately put that to rest by coming up with a public-private partnership to redo the arena, to develop it around it. He is a spender. Carolina went from being one of the lowest spending teams in the NHL to being a salary cap max sort of team, and hyper-competitive, wants to win, smart business guy. So, and then he's also talked about trying to bring in some local minority partners that do have Portland ties, which, again, all of that sounds like he is a guy that is determined to keep and is serious about keeping the team in Portland, which I think is the number one thing that you wanted to hear out of a new owner.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with this guy is it sounds like he, because he did the same thing in Carolina, his business acumen is honing in on Portland because not only can he own the franchise, but he can make a mint developing around the arena.
Which is what he did in Carolina.
Right? So it's like if you have a team for sale, and I don't know what other franchises are for sale, although the NBA, I just reading today, 14 NBA franchises have sold in the last, I think it's like 10 to 12 years.
You had a bunch of people that bought these things 15, 20 years ago, and now every team basically is selling for, you know, north of a couple billion bucks. It's a good time to get out.
But there's not a lot of opportunities to buy a sports franchise. However, it seems to me the more we talk to people, the more you think through this guy, one of the big selling points of buying the Blazers, as opposed to maybe some other opportunities to get into sports, is just that.
Yeah.
They need an arena. The public will help me build an arena. I'm certainly willing to do that, but I'll make everything back times a gajillion if I can develop the area around the arena. Imagine like putting in a bid for the, let's just say the Warriors went up for sale, right?
Yeah.
Way more expensive. And guess what? You're not going to own anything around that arena.
No.
It's already done.
Yep.
So that's where I see, and hopefully at some point we'll get a chance to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
But maybe that's part of the vision of why Portland, and also why to keep the team in Portland, is because that is a buy low spot right there over where the arena is now.
Because they said when he got to Carolina, he got about $300 million from the city to kind of help renovate the building. And they said that he dumped $500 million of his own money to develop the area around the arena. Said that he hated when he got there, that there was no restaurants, no businesses, no nothing. Does that sound like what we have here? And he put up a new practice arena.
Hey, Kachina's over there, isn't it? what's that place? Dr. Ramsey?
Dr. Jax?
Yeah. Is that still over there?
I don't think it's. I think it's only open on game days.
Oh, didn't it used to be Kachina?
I think it used to be Kachina back in the day.
Ugh.
I know. Is it Hozier? I don't know. We went to some concert last night.
Hozier.
Yeah, a little.
How was that show?
You know what? Irish Jesus was fine. It's just. It wasn't my.
I don't like.
It wasn't my. Cut,
his sound is off-putting to
me. I'll tell you what, I did a count. The female to male ratio at that concert, like 30-1.
Isn't that the guy who does "Take Me to Church"?
He seemed nice enough. He seemed like a very nice guy.
He's very popular.
It wasn't my cup of tea.
The ladies love him.
But there was one. There was a like some uptown brewery thing that was across the, it was kind of maybe two or three blocks, but there's nothing there. And it sounds like when he got to Carolina, he took a team that everyone was terrified was going to move, that had a bad arena and was a not a spender in the NHL, and he immediately alleviated those concerns and dumped money into it. So I thought you brought up a really good point when he's already done this. And by the way, with the Carolina and Raleigh, I mean, I know Raleigh's smaller than Portland, but you're not talking about major markets. And the fact that he has done the exact thing that Portland needs done already in the NHL in Raleigh, it kind of feels like a no-brainer that maybe this is why he looked at this and said, absolutely. He also, by the way, was leading a group to try to bring Major League Baseball to Raleigh. So this guy is a sports guy through and through.
The deal includes two payments, one at close and one at a later date, with a blended valuation roughly at $4.25 billion. Yeah. He said in an email, "We are excited." He didn't immediately respond to a question about the price. Sportico values the team at $3.6 billion.
Yeah.
Any transaction would require NBA approval. For those asking, he bought the Hurricanes in 2018 for $425 million.
Yeah.
He is also majority owner of the PBA Tour and Major League Pickleball. He will serve as the Trailblazers governor. We have not heard from Jody on this yet.
Yeah, you can have an ownership group, but someone has to own a majority stake. There's a certain percentage, and then you have to have one majority owner that goes to the governor meetings, and yeah, it will be him.
That's him.
Yes.
And for those asking how he made his money, he grew up in Plano, Texas, mm-hmm, went to SMU, and then he lives in Dallas now, but outside, after college, he got into like the auto loan shark game and had a business, and he built it up and sold it. And then he started his own capital venture where they bought real estate. They invested
in
a healthcare company. So he's very business savvy. And that's what I like about him. As I was pointing out earlier, I think the difference between this guy and Paul Allen, one is many billion dollars, sure, which is not good.
It's the only downside that you can find is that he is not, in the terms of owners, he's not mega rich.
No, they said, what, 1.2 to 1.7 billion?
Something like that.
Type,
yeah,
rich.
Yeah.
But he's business savvy. Mm-hmm. He is a deal maker. Paul Allen was not business savvy. I mean, yeah, Paul Allen was worth a gajillion dollars. He was the exact opposite. He was a computer programming nerd,
yeah,
you know? So I think that's an interesting element to this. He's not, as according to our guest earlier who covers him, he is not overly concerned with the spotlight, which I love. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge red flag when you get the Jerry Jones, yeah, type of guys who, you know, want to get out there at every turn. He wants to win, very competitive, and he wears tracksuits.
Yeah.
So, guys, what's not to love about Tom Dundon?
I think this is a good day. And he also talked about how when he came in, there was a transition year. He said he's very involved. He wants to know the plan. And if he doesn't like the plan, he's not afraid to make changes. And he did make changes in Carolina, including some ones that were rough. He's not afraid to ruffle feathers. He said he is a very tough negotiator. Some people called him a hard ass. He said he's involved in every contract. Like, he wants to know, as a business guy, he wants to know why you're doing something. And there's accountability to that. I think that's a really, really good thing to hear. Said, there's nothing I've heard today. There's nothing I've read. There's nothing that I've from our interview that gives me any sort of pause about this guy, other than he's not uber rich. I was hoping that someone would come in with such deep pockets, it didn't matter. But is there something to be said for a guy that has had to do this kind of the hard way and is experienced about making deals and knows how to, yeah, develop and knows how to be shrewd about these sorts of things?
Yeah, I don't.
Because you're going to need that in the city of Portland.
I don't hate it. I like the business acumen only when the guy also wants to win.
Yeah.
And he's got both of those, which I think is important. Because if you have the business acumen, but you don't really care about winning, you just want to run the business,
yeah,
side,
yeah,
that's when it gets bad for fans.
Yeah.
But that's not this guy.
No.
You can make the case, because if you're looking for a negative about him, meddling comes up a lot. I feel like you could make the case that meddling is a good thing, assuming the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of old rich owners who are meddling when they have no clue.
No.
And Paul was kind of one of those.
A little bit.
They really don't have any clue about it. Paul, to his credit, learned over time. But this guy meddling is different than, say, Jerry Jones meddling, or just who's the Benson wife? What's her name?
Oh yeah, the
Gail Benson.
Gail Benson, or meddling, or the Browns, or not the Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals, who is just so cheap that he gets involved in everything, and it's he's a penny pincher.
I just want the guy looking out for his investment. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
as long as he again wants to win and is not, he's not, his top priority is not bottom line. Yeah. His top priority is winning. That's it's okay to have a balance of those things.
Absolutely.
And have some meddling in the meantime. And hopefully, one other thing, I hope he cleans house. Fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh slate.
He did say that he did in Carolina, but he gave everyone a transition year to kind of, and that's the other thought, or the other thing I thought was nice, is when we asked the reporter about it in the transition, he said he came in and gave everyone a chance to basically, it sounds like, kind of earn their job. Show me what you're doing. Show me your plan. And if I don't agree with it, then we'll go in a different direction. And someone asking, are we finally done with Bert Colt? Yes.
Yes.
We are done.
Thank God.
When this is done, we are done with Jody Allen, and we're done with, more importantly, we're done with Bert Colt. That crap is gone.
Let's not bury the lead. That's the most important thing here.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes. Someone said working with North Carolina.
Thank you very much.
Someone working with North Carolina versus Portland is going to be a culture shock. Again, I don't think you get to kind of be a self-made billionaire without having to deal with people.
I think that's another thing that I feel like is good, is that he's already reaching out to local people. He doesn't know this area.
No.
So he's reaching out to local people like, hey, what?
Yeah, talk to me.
What's the story?
Yeah, like, because you mentioned he reached out to the Columbia sportswear, Tim Boyle, and Tim said that he could be involved, but he wouldn't put a big piece in. And so it's not like he's asking for, you know, help with the $4.25 billion. That to me means, hey, you're a guy that has existed in the Portland business world.
Yep.
Tell me what I need to know. And more importantly, you have connections. We can, like, I want you to help me smooth this deal.
Exactly.
Because if you're coming in and your goal is to get, and they said in the Sportico piece, they will explore the public-private partnership for an arena. And when you talk about arena, you're talking about development and everything around it. You are going to need people that know how to navigate the Portland waters. And I love that he's already reaching out to people specifically for that. It's a guy that sounds like he's got a plan. He's not coming into this thing blind. He's already done it once in one city, and he's going to try to do it again here.
Is this the next sports culture war? When we return, but first, Buck with Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a little new Trumpy drop there from Mr. Trump dropping.
This show listens, you know?
And someone asked, is the new owner's wife a Oregon Health Authority employee? No, one of the partners, he's got two partners they announced. One of their wives is the president of the Oregon Health Authority.
Yeah.
So there is a local.
And she's hot.
Yeah. There is a local connection with the ownership group, but he is a Texas guy, still lives in Texas, even though he owns the Hurricanes.
He did donate to the Trump campaign.
Did he?
He did.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he's also said he doesn't agree with everything Trump's doing.
He's a reasonable human being.
Well, look, he's a finance. I mean, like.
Yeah. Finance guys are going to be.
Yeah. And he even said there's clips of him on like MSNBC and like CNBC talking about why he didn't want to vote for the Biden administration.
Okay.
Business interests, you know.
Yeah.
But should be noted that the wife of the man who he has partnered with, mm-hmm. the woman who is the head of the Oregon Health Authority, whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce because I don't know how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. She used to work for the Biden administration.
Oh, so we got a little
cats and dogs living together.
Coalition
here.
Of the willing. I like it.
So, do we have a culture war on our hands,
God,
Jace?
I hope not. I'm so tired of culture wars.
Well, you could see how this could become one.
What are we doing now? What are we?
Well, we've
what
got
sort of insignificant thing. Are we pissy it, about today?
Oh, it's insignificant.
Nice.
What do the Vikings, Ravens, Rams, Saints, Eagles, Niners, Patriots, Titans, Colts, Chiefs, Bucks, and Panthers have in common?
God, they're all NFL teams.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Is this have something to do with cheerleaders?
It's Blaze related.
It does.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only I can think of that would be a culture war is there's the really effeminate Vikings cheerleader.
Blaze, yeah.
And no one's offended, by the way, that there is a male cheerleader. People are offended that there is a gay cheerleader. Let's just call a spade.
That's fair.
It's so stupid. If there was
the SEC bro that holds the girl up on the thing.
If John Cena was out there doing the you can't see me and lifting some girl, no one would care. But he's a very effeminate guy, and he, you know, he kind of prances around. And so, therefore, it's the worst. Well, look, no one watches Blaze perform and is like, I wonder. And so now we have to be enraged that there's not a male cheerleader. We're enraged that there's an openly gay male cheerleader. For God's sakes, can we all grow up?
Won't anyone think of the children?
Well, wait, there's more.
Oh, what are we doing?
Well.
So do these all have male cheerleaders?
Yeah, you got it. You got it right. All 12 of those teams will be employing male cheerleaders in 2025. Now,
macho male cheerleaders, because I'm guessing no one has a problem with that.
I mean, to your point, they have actually had male cheerleaders in the NFL since 2018.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, so they just, you know,
there have been
lift the gals and do the yells.
Well,
and stuff?
Not every team has them, and they're very few. It's not like college. Like college is a little different. Like if you noticed, NFL cheerleaders don't really do much.
No.
College cheerleaders do. Yes. Like the cheer teams.
And every more stunting and flying.
Every
and stuff like
college
that.
Team that I've ever seen has
they
male
have male.
Cheerleaders.
Well, because they need the muscle.
Yes, I played in the olden days, and we had male cheerleaders.
But if you look at the NFL cheerleaders,
they're more just
they're
dancers.
Really just like eye
they're
candy.
Dancers.
Yeah. So that's where some people are going. Well, this isn't college. Anyway, the Ravens have added 12. Male cheerleaders
okay.
to their squad. 12!
Yeah. Now, again, I'm asking, this is how stupid this is.
And the Saints.
It's only because the Viking cheerleader is flamboyantly gay. That's the only reason this is a thing. And by flamboyantly gay, he's just very flowy and has long hair. And like, that's it. It's so stupid.
And the Saints, I think, have 14? Did I read that right?
I don't know. This is the first the only one that I've seen is the Blaze guy.
Yeah, well, I can report to you that the Ravens will have 12 dudes.
Yeah, I see him here in
squad.
And again,
and the Cowboys
will not
be having a male cheerleader.
Okay, so I'm looking at the Ravens, and the Ravens have had male cheerleaders before, and they fit more of the they're not in skimpy clothes, they're in tracksuits and t-shirts, and they're throwing cheerleaders. So we're just upset that a male cheerleader it's a disingenuous argument. Just say what it is. If you have a problem with the Viking cheerleader, just say you have a problem with a flamboyantly gay man, because that's the only argument you have. Because there's male cheerleaders everywhere else. You just don't like this. And that makes you a freaking bigot, you son of a you-know-what.
Yeah, you don't want to associate homosexuality in football. That's
your
problem.
That's your whole thing. If you have a problem with the Viking cheerleader versus the Ravens cheerleader, just say it. But it's going to be this veiled sort of attempt to be like
taking jobs from women.
Yeah. And it's going to be more like, hey, I don't have a problem, but I got a problem.
Owen Schroyer is a right-wing radio host in Minnesota. And he wrote, imagine you buy front row season football tickets, and when you sit down, there's some man gyrating right in front of you.
What is it? Does it trigger something in you? Is that what the problem? You're concerned that he's going to turn you gay? You're going to catch the gay? Is that what we're frightened of? I sat too close, therefore the gay came right. It was right at me. It was too much.
My eyes are very important to me.
Out Sports has more on the situation. They write, last season, 7 teams had a total of 18 men on their cheer squads.
Yeah.
Some are gay, some are bi, some are straight. The Carolina Panthers also had a trans cheerleader. I don't know how Sheik, that's Blaze, and Khan, he's the other guy for the Minnesota cheer squad, of the Vikings identify, since I haven't asked, but male cheerleaders are so common that only someone with real insecurity issues would feel bothered by their presence.
Thank you.
I also am bothered by Sheik and Khan, by their agility, gracefulness, athleticism, and ability to dance, let alone their great hair. How can I expect to focus on J.J. McCarthy throwing deep to Justin Jefferson when these two attractive dudes distract me?
That's right.
Think about that.
I can't focus because of the bulges.
So anyway.
It's just, yeah, I knew it.
Some Minnesota fans are saying that they will be canceling their season tickets.
Great. Bye.
One said that...
I love the self-own of, no, I won't be going to any more football games, this thing that I love, because I'm bothered by this thing that doesn't affect me at all.
One fan wrote, the Minnesota Vikings have a man as their new lead cheerleader, as if you needed another reason to avoid the NFL and the state of Minnesota.
What? Is he? He's the head... cheerleader? Is there a head cheerleader?
He's a lead cheerleader.
Now we're just making things up.
This might be the dumbest move in NFL history. First male captains of a cheer squad and talk of an all-male cheerleading division? Yeah, something smells off here. Yeah. I'm done with this team.
Done. Again, bye. Cool.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, remember all those people who said they'd stop watching the NFL entirely because of Colin Kaepernick? Where are they?
This is probably them.
See ya.
They're still watching.
Not anymore now.
Just the idea that a male dancing somehow, you're afraid of getting caught in the gay tractor beam.
And by the way, the YouTube points out, the way all the players are dancing after their touchdowns these days, what is the difference? They're choreographing stuff. You're watching dudes dance.
Well, I think the problem is you can only handle so many dudes in tight pants, and this is the overload. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I like my tight pants and my bulges on the field, not on the sidelines. Again, it gets too close. See, once you cross the field onto the sidelines, the gayness is too close.
Yeah,
you
strip the pads away, and
it's
just
too
not
close.
Enough in between.
It's too close. Now I got no buffer zone, and then next thing you know, I'm having weird thoughts. And then I'm visiting Steam, and I'm going to bathhouses, and then, you know, I'm driving a convertible Miata, and I can't handle it. Sorry, I'm out.
You know, the other thing that's weird here to me is that we have for years watched dancers, male dancers, do this stuff.
Yeah.
Like if you've watched Taylor Swift, if you've watched Janet Jackson, if you've watched...
They all
have male dancers.
All doing the same thing.
Like, all the time.
Yes.
So... it's just weird that this is why feels like a culture war is that people are trying to use this as it's just the dumbest thing ever.
Yes. This is just so stupid. And I would like to believe that we're better than this, and I'd like to believe that we're beyond this, but apparently we're not. Someone said, can I get his jersey?
A person says on the text line, I don't get any cheerleaders. I like TNA as much as any male, but I've never gone to a football game for it.
No, that I do.
It's true. I mean...
it's
I never even see them. I look right past them. I mean, most of them. Not all of them.
Not Blaze.
I will say that when I go to the... because I don't... The Blazers have a Blazer stunt team that has males. I don't know if their dance team has a guy on it. The Junior Blazers used to. And that guy was great. He is kind of a little chubby kid. That dude was great. That dude was shaking it. But the Winterhawks have on their Rosebud team, they have a very flamboyant man that's on their dance team, and he's bald.
Someone says he's the best dancer on the team.
Yeah. He doesn't just shave his head, he's kind of got like the Walkman baldness. That dude's great. He's got his little glittery pom poms out there, and that dude moves it. And I've never won, like, you go to a hockey game, you're like, that's it. Bridge too far. Can't handle this. Ruined my hockey experience. Like, it's just, it's baffling to me. And I know we're in Portland, and that's Minnesota. So maybe, again, the good Midwestern folks, they, you know,
all right.
Jesus can't handle this.
Coming up next, when you can't do something, call in the world's foremost expert.
Oh, makes sense.
To help you.
Yeah.
NFL version. When we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the club is next. One final sports note. If you can't do something, even like swim.
Just quit and never try it again?
Well, no. What you do is you call in the person in the world that does it the best.
The greatest of all time, if you will.
Yeah.
That might be hard. Like, so can I get Tiger Woods to help me with my golf swing?
Kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of what the Baltimore Ravens have done here.
I could really use that.
So apparently... 1 in 3 Baltimore Ravens can't swim.
Yeah.
So they brought in Michael Phelps to teach him how to swim.
Now,
Did you see this? There's some pretty good vids of it.
I'm intrigued. Is Mike... See, the guy that's the best in the world isn't always the best person to teach you, because what if Michael Phelps is like, I don't know.
Hey, man, figure it out.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like...
just do what I did.
Yeah, just do, yeah, be the greatest. I don't know if you want Michael Phelps teaching you to swim. I think you should go down to the local, like, YMCA and find someone that's been teaching swimming for 30 years. But it is kind of cool that Michael Phelps is... If you're going to learn to swim from someone, the coolest person that could teach you how would be Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I just think it's like, I don't know, it's kind of overkill.
It does seem a little overkill.
He's a Baltimore guy, though, so there's
a Baltimore guy. Yeah. But I can't, it's like, I can't hang a gutter, but do I really need to call Bob Vila, or can the guys down at Gutter Guys just, you know, kind of give me a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, there is that, you know, the vast majority of the NFL, I think it's like 75% is African-American, and we know that there's a reason why, but there's a long-standing thing that African-Americans struggle to swim. So it would make sense that you said 1 in 3 Ravens don't know how to swim, and we're going to remedy that with the greatest Olympic athlete of all time. You know, that's cool.
I wonder, too, though, if more guys are inclined to go through with trying to learn because he's involved.
Yes. Like, if you're someone that has avoided pools, and again, if you don't know why black people can't swim, look it up.
Well, and if you're looking at, you know, if you're going to Tammy down the street at the local Y, interesting. Michael Phelps is coming through.
Yeah, I don't
Tammy.
Know. You might not get Lamar to swim. Well, yeah, what about Tammy? Yeah, you might not get Gertie out there, and Lamar is willing to go swim with her. But I'm guessing if Michael Phelps offered swim lessons, you don't turn down Michael Phelps, right?
Well, Marlon Humphrey was the one who posted a video, and it was a bunch of his bros.
Yeah.
On the team, and they couldn't swim, and so he tagged Phelps and he asked him for help.
Yeah.
Well, Phelps responded to him, and he said, he's from Baltimore. He happened to be in town, and he was there, and he was like, I'm going to help you out. And he turned it into a deal where he would help all of them, and they just needed to donate to his foundation.
Yeah.
Which they did. Apparently, they got $100,000 for really the cool. Michael Phelps Foundation. Yeah. And he threw on a cap and went there. And there's some videos of him like talking them through how to swim. It's actually kind of great.
So this in lies the question. If there was something that you don't know how to do or you don't do well, and you could get the foremost expert or a expert in that field, like what would you... Because you can't do golf. You're already a really good golfer. That doesn't count.
So I can't do golf.
No, you can't do golf. You're like a 5 or something. You can't. You don't need golf lessons.
You get Pete Weber to show you how to roll him down the lane.
Yeah, like if you can't bowl, getting that, who do you think you are? I am!
That's a good question.
You want, like, you used to play the piano, but you don't anymore.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Would you want Elton John to show up and give you piano lessons?
Wolfgang Puck to show up and show you around the kitchen?
Yeah. You can get Gordon Ramsay or Bobby Flay?
No, on the food.
No?
The piano is interesting. I'm more of a Billy Joel guy than Elton guy, but...
You got Billy? Would you go piano?
Dude, that's pretty good.
you get some lessons from Billy freaking Joel?
Well, we like you said, I played as a kid, and it's one of my biggest regrets in life, having quit.
Yeah.
And by the way, my parents' new senior living place that they moved into, there's a piano.
Yeah.
And I want really badly to be able to just sit down and just play something on that piano.
Yeah.
And but Billy could help with that.
But I can't. But yeah, Billy, I think that might be it for me.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. That would be one of the
coolest. So you want
things.
Tiger to teach you to play golf? Is that yours?
Because I am not a good golfer. I'm trying to be a good golfer. I don't know if I would want Tiger. I mean, he's the best, but I think that would scare. I think that would scare me.
You want Jack?
I think I would be so terrified of having Tiger Woods there.
Who's the best golfer that you would want to teach you? Would you want like a Scheffler to teach you? I mean, his stuff's all kind of wonky, but he seems maybe easier going than Tiger.
I want like a bro. Someone
Max Homa?
Yeah. Give me like Max Homa out there. Show up. Give me some lessons. I'm just trying to think of something else. Like golf would probably be mine. Golf would be like something that I actively do, but I'm not very good at, that I would like to get better. That would be pretty cool. Like I dink around sometimes in a ring. I think it'd be pretty cool to have like
a real UFC fighter or like a jiu-jitsu fighter give you?
Like Lennox Lewis or someone that I like. Roy Jones is like a boxing hero of mine. I like having Roy Jones come and work on my boxing technique would be insane. Like that
couple
would
tips,
be
a little sparring.
Yes. To get to spar, to get on, to put on headgear and do a couple rounds with Roy a few times and be like, hey, this is how I did this. That would be amazing. Although Tiger's still pretty cool. I honestly think I would be too in awe of Tiger Woods. I don't know if I need someone a step below Tiger
Woods.
You'd
almost be embarrassed to be yourself in front of Tiger Woods.
I would. Just like, I know this isn't going to go. Like, my buddy's a good golfer, and he, like, works me. I'm embarrassed sometimes to be in front of him, where I'm like, oh, my God, this is what's happening? Let alone El Tigre or Jack standing out there. It's the same thing. I'm like, oh, sorry, Jack. This is how you're spending your twilight years, watching this debacle.
I don't think Tiger would be a great golf coach.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's just too instinctual. Like, you'd almost be better off having, like, Hank Haney.
He's, like, telling you how to do things he did.
It's like, how come you can't just do it like this? Yeah. Well, because I'm not Tiger I'm not Woods.
Exactly. All right.
Shane Falco, so Malcho. That'd be another one, too, like, as a foremost expert, but having, like, Keanu Reeves, like, teach you how to be a better motorcycle rider. Because he's a big motorcycle guy. That'd be pretty cool, too.
If you don't have good grass, you're not in business.
Trump. Imagine Trump.
Yeah. What would you want to learn from our
negotiating?
I get
business negotiation.
Art of the deal. Art of the deal. Art of the deal.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's cool though. The felt and some of those videos are pretty funny.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
All right, the club is coming up next. In it tonight. Oh, we have left over the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women.
Which we probably have none of.
And things are not going well for Brian Koberger.
No.
So those items will kick off the club next on 105.1 The Fan.
I know a lot about grass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.